The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside. And they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them. The unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swine herds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by a legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. They were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord, in his pity, has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. We all have to admit that it's a fascinating gospel, right? Yes? Fascinating. There's a lot of facets to it. Many of the gospels are 4 or 5 verses. This is 20 verses, so it's longer than most of the gospels that we listen to. It can be found in Mark 5, 1 to 20. So read it later on in the day. Okay, these are the points I'd like to give to you in Ignatian contemplation. Jesus travels, crossing the sea, going to this territory where there are tombs, hillside, and pigs, swine, grazing on the hillside. Jesus made this effort for one man. One man. One man that was possessed by many, many, many devils. Legion is a term for the Roman army. I forget the exact number, but I think it's hundreds. So Jesus made this effort for one man. What does that mean for us? The salvation of one soul is worth more than the whole universe. St. Thomas Aquinas, who we celebrated on Saturday. So recognize the importance of the salvation of your soul and those who you love. Our soul is worth more than the whole universe. Okay, next point is that this man is possessed not by one devil, but by many devils. So when there are possession cases, it's often not just one devil in the soul, but it could be one. But it can be many. And an exorcist does what Jesus did. What is your name and how many are you? Okay, that's in a formal exorcism, that's what's done. Okay, right now I'm going to give you a brief summary of Gabriel Damorth, who's the principal exorcist of Rome, who you know probably died about 3 months ago. He was a priest for about 61 years. But he was a major exorcist in Rome for many years. He said in another book that his greatest love is Mary and Jesus, though. So don't forget, he kicked out devils, but his great love was Jesus and Mary. I think that that should be underlined. I think that the only thing this guy did was kick out devils, but he wrote a beautiful book on Mary, on the Blessed Virgin Mary, which I invite you to read. Okay, these are the different ways that the devil can work on us. And I think you should try to remember that there are 7 different ways that he can work on us. And I think you should try to memorize these. Because the devil does exist. And 3 of the activities of Jesus were what? Preaching, miracles, and expelling demons. Those are the 3 works of Jesus in his public life. He preached abundantly. He did miracles to prove to people that he was God. And he cast out devils to prove that he was stronger than the enemy. Okay, here they are. Number 1, temptations. Number 2, oppression. Number 3, obsession. Number 4, vexation. Number 5, infestation. And number 6, possession. So there are really 6 that I count rather than 7. Possession would be the last. Okay, I'll repeat. Temptation, oppression, obsession, vexation, infestation, possession. Got it? Okay, a word on each of these. Okay, temptations often are flashes that go through our mind. Ugly flashes. And they could be millions of different types. They're flashes that go through our mind, and we probably have them every day, tons of times. And I don't know about you, they disturb me a little bit. Hopefully they disturb you because they don't come from God. Recognize they don't come from God. And once you're aware of them, just reject them. The temptation can be just a flash, but it can be longer. So it can linger. I suggest to people when they're tempted, and sometimes people come to me, they're not even aware there's a temptation. So that's a temptation from the devil. I say it very calmly. Okay, what you can do is pray the Hail Mary. Amen? Pray the Hail Mary. Jesus has given the Blessed Mother the power to conquer the devil. To conquer the devil. The end of the world, Jesus is going to come, but he wants devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Immaculate Heart of Mary is key. Or another thing you can do, you can say, "Be gone, Satan, enter Jesus." Or another thing you can do is invoke the precious blood of Jesus. That's very powerful. The precious blood of Jesus is very powerful. Okay, next. Okay, oppression is, you know, depression means you feel weighted down. Like there's a heavy weight upon you and you just don't feel good. And that's the enemy, depression. And very often depression and obsession are very closely linked. You can have both at the same time. Now, what is obsession? It's a fixed, ugly idea that you can't seem to get out of your mind. And we all have them. Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, you get up one morning, and right away, there's a person you see in your mind that hurt you 25 years ago. 25 years ago. And all of a sudden, you're angry at that person. And it's not just one that, the whole day you're angry at this person that hurt you 25 years ago. And you can't seem to get this guy out of your mind. That is a diabolical obsession. We all have them. I have, and you too. Or you have a fight with your husband and your ex-boyfriend. 30 years ago, there he is, Luisito. There he is, you know. Juanito, there he is. I mean, here he is. Or there she is. And you can't seem to get this gal out of your mind. That's the devil. That's the devil. Unless you have a priest to teach you this, you're never going to learn this. Where are you going to learn this? Well, you could learn it by reading Gabriel de Morth. I mean, he explains it in detail in his book on the devil. Now, what about this? Have you ever heard the word vexation? Okay, vexation, the best way to explain this is in the movie Padre Pio. You could hear at night, you could hear a lot of commotion in his room. Why? Because the devil was beating him up. Physically. Manhandling him. Now, that doesn't always happen, but that did happen in the case of Padre Pio and some of the other saints. So probably not tonight, none of you are going to sleep, probably. You're probably going to hold on to your teddy bear, or I don't know, or to Osito, okay? Probably won't happen to you tonight, okay? So don't be scared, no? None of us are Padre Pio or Mamma Mia. We're not. But vexation is one of the ways in which the enemy works. Now, why did God allow Padre Pio to suffer vexation? I'll tell you why. Because Padre Pio was very strong spiritually. He knew what to do, and he knew how to conquer the devil so that he'd have a higher place in heaven. Higher place in heaven? Padre Pio, I believe, I mean, only God knows. He's probably way up there, okay? When we get to heaven, Padre Pio, say hello to La Madonna for me, okay? See, God allows the saints to suffer these temptations, these sufferings, because he knows that they're very prayerful, penitential, and powerful spiritually, and they can win the battle. I think probably none of us are a Padre Pio here, so God probably won't allow vexation to visit us tonight, okay? So sleep in peace tonight, okay? The other is infestation. Infestation is the famous haunted house. Always around Halloween, we're afraid of the haunted house. Now, what does that mean? Yes, there can be devils that are residing in homes. It's true. Now, how can that happen? I'll tell you. If there was maybe a suicide in the house, the bad spirit could remain. Or, hey, if you enter in a new house where they were practicing black magic or the occult or satanic practices, or maybe the Ouija board, you've heard of the Ouija board, they're playing that, the bad spirit or spirits can remain in the house. Therefore, what should you do when you buy a new house? I'm playing charades with you, right? Hey, get a priest to bless the house. The other day, a couple that's very involved in the parish moved into the condominiums right on the side. And they asked me to bless the house, and boy, I doused that house. No? I got all the devils out, and the crooks and crannies, I got them all out. Okay? That should be done, because the devil is afraid of the priest. Did you know that? If I were to take off my, and just be dressed in civvies like you people, and there are 10 men, and there are a person possessed by the devil, he would know who is the priest. He knows. Because holy orders, there's an ontological change, and there's power in holy orders. And I'm aware of it. I am aware of it. That's why the exorcism is not done by you lay people, it's done by a priest. The lay people can help out, they can collaborate, but it's the priest who is the altar priesthood that has the supernatural power to come from holy orders. What did Jesus say to the disciples who were the first priests? Go out, preach, heal, and expel devils. That's what he told them. You're listening to this in the Gospel of St. Mark. And the last, of course, would be diabolical possession. Many people come to us believing that their uncle is possessed by a devil, okay? Or their Aunt Millie is possessed by a devil. Or their Uncle Filiberto is possessed by a devil. Usually it's not that way. Usually when you do a test to see if someone is possessed, there are three tests. A physical test, a psychological test, and a spiritual test. I repeat, a physical test, a psychological test, and a spiritual test. Physical to see if the person has some physical ailment. I remember I was once doing a quinceañera many years ago. I was in a confessional and all of a sudden I heard, So all the young people were freaking out and I came out of the confessional and I stole. There's this girl that was in convulsions on the floor there. And it turned out that she was an epileptic. He had one of those grand epileptic seizures and she forgot to take her medicine. And everyone said, Father Broom, do the exorcism, go for it. Got the stole, I got the holy water, go for it, no? We talked to the mother and the mother said she was an epileptic. Okay, you know. We've got doctors here, an epileptic fit one of the big ones, the girl can be doing that, right? So, that's one. And second, a lot of people have psychological problems today. A lot of people. Maybe 20% of people in the country take depression pills or some type of psychological problems. No? Okay, and last, the spiritual test. If you have someone that's floating in the air like that, is talking Arabic or Japanese or Chinese and never studied it, and the person is 100 pounds but is strong enough to lift up 500 pounds, well, okay, that might be a possession, okay? That might be a possession. So I've given you a mini course on the diabolic today, okay? Mini course. I'll pray you'll be able to sleep well tonight, I pray. Okay? But I'm going to say this. There are some people that speak more about the devil than they speak about Jesus Christ. Wrong. Wrong. And you've met them, right? You talk with them, they're always talking about the devil. That's wrong. By doing that, you're giving the devil power. You're actually giving the devil power the more you talk about him. See, I'm speaking on the devil. Okay, this is maybe every 100 sermons I give to you, I'll be speaking about the devil implicitly. This one is much more explicit because that's the gospel today. That's the gospel today. So my point I'm making is this. Be aware of the devil. But be aware that Jesus and Mary are much more powerful. Amen? We're on the winning side because we have Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. Amen.